Okay, so to Mishnah Gimel, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel. Yes, it's on page Nun Beis. Okay. So Rav Gamliel, the son of Rav Yehuda Anasi, continues. Okay, so the Mishnah says like this: Havasi here in Birushos. So again, we'll read the Mishnah, the simple pshat, and we'll see how the Kamarna learns it. Havasi here in Birushos. A person should be cautious and careful when dealing with the government. That's Birushos means the government. She'ein mekarvin loy la'adam el etzar hatzman. Because when the Rishos, again, it's the, at that time, the Romans for sure, when the government sort of is mekarv a person, it's for their own benefit. They seem like friends when it's beneficial for them. But then, when a person needs the most help at the time that he needs the help, then they're not to be found. So that's the right. So that's the Mishnah talking about. Again, Bereshit is talking about the government, the Malchus of Esav. Okay, so let's see how the Kamarna touches it and avoid the Hashem. So Havis Zahirin. So first of all, you'll see how he changes the words. Havis the simple taish Zahirin. So the word Zahirin, he says Umi'irin. So Zahirin comes simply means to be careful, to be cautious. But Zahirin also comes from Zayar, which means to become illuminated. So Havis Zahirin Umi'irin Bedivrei Rishos. So the Mishnah is saying of your Rishos again. Rishos simply means the government, but also Rishos means voluntary things, right? Things that are not a chiv. So Havis Zahirin Umi'irin Bedivrei Rishos. A person should be be careful to illuminate things that are voluntary. In other words, eating, drinking, being involved with business, things that are not technically by themselves avodas Hashem, but to illuminate them, to do l'shem shemayim, l'kadesh atzav mutar lo, to sanctify oneself with things that are technically mutar, you know, to infuse kedusha into it. Shein, so it says why. Shein makarvin loy la'adam l'dveikas Hashem yisparach el l'tzarchan asam. Because the key, the ticket to experience dveikas in Hashem, the reason why a person is invited, so to speak, into attachment to Hashem is l'tzarchan asam, is for the sake of this avoid of uplifting physical things, of uplifting rishus, of the makadish the world. L'tzarech hanasan is for their benefit. You know, that's again. That's how he's teaching the Mishnah. That again, the Mishnah says havizirin b'rishos. So the way he's teaching havizirin b'rishos, a person should illuminate that which is a rishos. She'ein makarvan loy l'adam, because a person is only brought close to Hashem el l'tzarech atzman, in order for the benefit of rishos. That's why the Rabbanu Shem gives a person strength and ability and spiritual energy, is in order to use that energy to sanctify the world. In order that the spark of Kedusha contained in the world, in anything that you experience, that you bump into, you know, in Rishos, it should be uplifted. It should become clarified above and above, higher. And when the spark, so to speak, is raised and the person engages in things of this world in a good way, in a right way, in Kedusha, in a healthy way, it gives a person harchava, it gives a person expansiveness, and it gives a person simcha. And the neshama feels a certain closeness to Hashem when it's doing its job of uplifting these sparks by engaging in physical life and in physical activities in a good way, in a healthy way, in a kaddishdik way. And it brings a person closer to Hashem. L'tzarech atzman. And it's for the sake of those divrei rishus, of those things that are of the world, b'shul tikunim, for the sake of their fixing. This is a big principle. You know, it goes back to the Arizal. The Arizal said a lashon in Eitz Chaim. We find this. The Arizal said that the neshama comes down to the world not because it needs to be fixed. The neshama is fine. The neshama comes to the world in order to fix other things, in order to fix the world, in order to fix, you know, experiences, and that's what it's here for. It itself doesn't need fixing. What he's saying is, once it does its job of fixing things that need fixing, then it certainly gains. And the Rabbanu Shalom is makar of the Nesham. The Nesham becomes closer to Hashem because it does this holy work. But ultimately, that's why the Nesham is sort of invited into the inner chamber, so to speak, into Avar Madrigas, because it's embracing this Avodah of engaging in life in a way of Kedusha, in holiness, again, staying away from things that are not good and connecting to and things that are good to do l'shem shemayim, and to illuminate it, like you said.
By a virus, that the neshama is not getting affected.
By a virus? What do you mean?
Yeah, meaning when someone's natural flesh, the neshama itself.
No, it also. I'm saying just like it gains from mitzvahs, so it becomes damaged from a virus. But it started off without needing fixing, right?
The neshama knows what it's supposed to do.
Well, I mean, you know, to a certain degree, if that's a general question, but you know, take it day by day. So the Mishnah continues, Nirin Kayev in Bishas and Asan. So far the Mishnah is saying very, very positive, right? So but then the Mishnah says, again, the simple words of the Mishnah are Nirin Kayev in Bishas and Asan. They seem like your friends when it's for their benefit, but they don't stand with you at a time of difficulty. So how do you interpret that? So he says like this, Nirin Kayev in Bishas and Asan. This avodah seems to be very friendly to you when things are going well, right? La'alois l'sanik b'noim z'vashchina, to ascend and to have delight and pleasure in the glory, in the radiance of Hashem's presence. V'yuchol l'chadish ha'moichin etzal tzadik, and it could increase the moichin of a tzadik when a person engages in physical life, the kedusha, it's gevaldik. But he says like this, ve'ein oidim lo adam m'shas dachkai. But when a person is going through a time of dachak, of smallness, that doesn't help. So what does that mean? So he says like this, afilu yitzadik imran alaki rabbi so Baal Shem Tov. Let's say a person claims to be the tzadik like the Baal Shem Tov. So even a tzadik like the Baal Shem Tov. Shekol yom of asak b'yichudim u'b'kshutei shechina. So, you know, of course the Baal Shem Tov was involved with this, of illuminating physical life, of illuminating divrei rishus. That's one of the fundamental principles of Chassidus. The Baal Shem Tov was about that. His whole life was involved with unifications and being involved with things of the world in kedusha. But he says, but even the Baal Shem Tov, im yavo lekatnos the doichek v'tzar, if the Baal Shem Tov came to a time of katnos, of smallness and of pressure and pain, v'sgar sara, and he seems to be sort of attacked by evil, so he's not, you know, it's not a regular day. So he says, "Lo yamdu elo b'chinas ezov." Then you should know, it's a shocking thing. He says, "This avoid of sanctifying divrei rishus is not going to help. It's not going to help." Kehim nekrem chayisha, because ultimately, these divrei rishus are called things of this world, right? That's what you're sanctifying. Which means the chiyus that's found in them is only like a low level. It's only temporary, so to speak. But Torah, that has the ability to help a person at a difficult time when there's tsar, to help the person. That's called eternal life. And what does it mean, eternal? I mean, temporary versus eternal means temporary means at the right time, at the time when a person has the head for it, then it could help, then it increases. But when a person doesn't have the head, then in order to rejuvenate one's spiritual, you know, to recharge the batteries, something that's called chai olam can do that. Eternal life. Chai olam means, you know, no matter what the situation is, this has the energy. Right? That's what it means. Gafilu based doichav gakadness, even at a time of pressure and smallness. Hatar mechaya nefesh, the Torah is able to give chiyas to the neshat, to the nefesh, and masamachas lev, and it gives simcha to the heart, and mirasinaim, it illuminates the eyes. So this is the Kamarna mentioned this in many places, that there you know, a person has to be, you know, there's two separate things. There's you know, there's a void the person has to do, but then there's, in order, you know, sometimes you need to rejuvenate oneself, right? So how do you rejuvenate oneself? So physically, a person, you know, you do whatever needs need to do to rejuvenate. But spiritual rejuvenation comes from learning Torah. And each person in their own way, whatever it is that they, but Torah has that ability of rejuvenating. And sometimes a person feels that state of kadness and teichik, and like, it's just like, you know, batteries are on low. So avoid the bagashmi is not necessarily going to recharge it. You're not going to feel, it doesn't mean that you know, it doesn't mean that it's not accomplishing, it doesn't mean that it's not holy and so on, but in terms of the recharging the batteries, chai oilam, things that are, Torah has that quality of recharging the batteries.
It also can be like a concern if you're in that state of mind, that like to deal with klipas nega, you don't have
you're not the right, you know, the headspace for it, and because of that it could be, you're not doing it properly, 100%, but that's also true.
You shouldn't engage in that
You have to do what you have to do. Listen, I mean, it is what it is. You have to. There's certain things that you can't get away from, you know what I mean, in life, and then you have no choice. But in terms of voluntarily going out of your way, I mean, you know, let's put it very, very practically. If a person's in a bad head space, then lock yourself in a room with a sefer that speaks to you, preferably something in Nigla, you know what I mean, or a little bit of Nistar also, but just something that... Lock yourself in a room. This is not like for just low people. There's a mice with Ramesha Feinstein like this. Ramesha was once... I read this in one of the books that there was people... Exactly the pratim. There were people that came to Ramesha, and I don't know if they were. I don't exactly. I don't remember the exact pratim, but the kids are Ramesha's. I think one of his sons was there, and they heard from the office that these people were yelling at him and screaming. They were just giving Ramesha a hard time, whatever they knew was. So okay, after the meeting was over, so they went into the office and they saw that Ramesha was like it bothered him, like it really flustered him, you know, being yelled at by these people, whatever it is. So I don't remember which son it was, but he took his father, you know, sort of sat him back down, gave him his Gemara, backed out, locked the door, and just, you know, a few hours just to come back to himself. Just Ramesha Feinstein. Just Ramesha and we're better than that. So that's such a thing. A person has to, you know, some things you get drained of avoiding the gashmias, of avoiding good things. You're doing good things, going to work, and family, and zachin, and achila, and shesia, and you know, all the things that are good, holy zachin, but sometimes the battery gets drained. So what do you do then? More avoid the gashmias? No, I mean, so again, there's certain things you could only, you know, so Ramesh is in the room, so he's also drinking a cup of coffee, so that's also avoid the gashmias, so you can't get away from it 100%, right? But the person has to be able to say, okay, right now I need to charge the batteries, and the way that happens is through Torah. That's the way it is.
The Habimiyim Rishis is part of the Hamtaka, right?
Which is part of it?
Habimiyim Rishis. So theoretically, that's the last part, where you're taking something physical and you're being established.
But sometimes you have to.
Sometimes you got to go back to cycle.
You have to 100%. 100%. A person that's one of the big kolam in Avodas Hashem. The Israelitzer talks about this in many places. Is that there is no. The person has to be flexible. It's almost there is no clock. Like, you have to be flexible. You have to know what the neshama needs at the time. Not every day is the same. Not every moment is the same. Not every experience is the same. You have to know what the neshama needs. But very, very often, when a person feels spiritually drained, you look for this, you look for that. Very often, to recharge, a person needs to just sit quietly, take the phone away, lock the door with a sefer, and just recharge the batteries a little bit. Well, so then you'll be able to be mischazik. That's sometimes very, very important. Very, very important. Okay, I guess so. Huh? I'm giving that. No, I don't put words in the. He doesn't say to be by yourself. I'm just giving that as an example. So saying, Chai Oyla means Torah. No, Chai, that's what he's saying. He says Torah, right? Avla Torah, Kedoshim, and this Lay Lodam, the Nikras Chai Oilam, that's what Gemara says in Shabbos, right? Chai Oilam is called Torah. So, again, in terms of recharging the batteries, that's what it is. You know, yeah, 100%. Again, he doesn't say, again, I gave the example of lock, you know, by, I'm not, you know, that's, he doesn't say that, he with Chavrus also, and that's not the point, you know what I'm saying? That's not, but. You have to fight it. That's the Metzius. Again, it doesn't mean that it's not any... But in terms of recharging the batteries, it's the Badr Kibbenusa. That's what Torah does. Okay. So that's a good idea, Taka.